Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law. Call in now with your tax questions at 800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
Andrew Foster from Harvell & Collins with us. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Ben.
So, what's going on?
Well, Ben, last week we went to an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah, with Jerry Garcia.
Jerry Garcia's case, and he taught us a good lesson in estate planning about choosing the right executor. And this week we have Forrest Whitaker, who's going to teach us a little lesson on how not to deal with the IRS.
Okay.
So that's the little teaser for today. So, Ben, when we talk about, you know, individuals that owe money to the IRS, we talk about in order to avoid the enhanced collection, those levy actions that hit your bank account.
Right.
You have to get into a status with the IRS. And the way that you get into a status is basically, either there's three options. One is an installment agreement. And so an installment agreement means that you're going to pay the amount that's due over the course of, over time.
Okay.
And
right.
you just, you set up, it's a, there's a fee to start an installment agreement. You pay that and then you pay, you know, X amount of dollars a month and you can do a partial plan installment agreement. Sometimes you have to submit, documentation if you want to do a partial. Sometimes you don't. It depends on how much you owe.
Yeah.
And otherwise they can do a full pay, which basically means that you're going to pay the full amount due, you know, within 72 months.
Right. Right.
That's pretty basic. The next one's an offer and compromise, which is to settle your tax debt for less than the fair market value. This is a much tougher standard because the IRS is basically saying that we believe that we're not going to be able to collect the full amount from this particular taxpayer over the 10-year statute of limitations on collection. So therefore, we want to know what your assets are. We want to know what your financials are. And we'll see if we think it's a good deal based upon your collection potential. So that's an offer and compromise. And that's a long process. You know, it could take a year or so to determine whether or not you would be your offer would be accepted. And is very, very detailed and involved.
And if you are successful in that, is that then due all at once?
Could be. Yeah, okay. It's either a lump sum, five payments.
Okay.
You can pay over a year, or then even now they got where you can pay over 2 years.
Okay.
But if you use the 2 year option, you have to take more of your income that you're receiving into account when you determine what your offer should be.
Okay.
And then the last way is currently non-collectible. And this is just a way for taxpayers who have really just had something happen in their lives where they had a significant change in their income, an accident or something like that,
or like a hurricane.
Yeah, exactly. Hurricane, yeah. Disability, something of that nature where all of a sudden, you know, there's just no feasible way you can pay a dime. So in order to keep, you know, keep the IRS out of your bank accounts, through levy actions, you got to get in some status and they have currently non-collectible, opportunities. And you say, hey, listen, I don't, you know, you give them your financials and say, nothing to hide here. Just don't collect on me. And then they'll check back in with you every 6 months or so and just see if your situation has changed or not and whether or not you can afford to pay anything. And the good news is, Ben, during currently non-collectible, your statute of limitations on collection actually does run. So, you know, that's a good thing. You're kind of waiting out the clock, so to speak, with regards to your tax debt owed there. Well, the one that we're focused on today is the installment agreement, which I mentioned is usually the most the easiest one for that matter to get from the IRS. You know, if you owe below $50,000, Ben, a lot of times you can just go online and fill out a little questionnaire and set up your installment agreement right there on the IRS website. So, you know, not much paperwork that's going to be required. The IRS tends to work with you, especially if it's your first time that you've owed taxes and need an installment agreement. You know, usually not too bad as far as getting an installment agreement. Well, enter Mr. Forrest Whitaker. And in 2013, he filed his taxes in 2014 for 2013 and showed a balance owed of $450,000. And he showed, and what was happening, Ben, is that through his various acting projects, money was going into his company, and then his company was paying out wages. Okay, so he was a W-2 employee. Well, on $450,000 of tax owed, he had less than $15,000 of withholding taken from his checks.
Oh, really?
Yes. So you can imagine, you owe $450, you got $15 paid. Huge gap there in what needed to be paid to the IRS.
And that's, and he was essentially paying himself out of his own company, right?
Correct.
With W-2 income.
Exactly right. So, you know, the idea
makes
is.
You wonder who else was he paying and not withholding from.
So it'd be interesting to see his W-4 and see what his exemptions amounts and everything were, with regards to what he should have been, withholding. But, you know, he owed $450. He was having $15. He paid a little bit in estimated taxes, you know, paid every quarter, paid about $4,000 of estimated taxes. So all total, you know, he paid about $20,000 for 2013, taxes. And when it came time, you know, they filed the taxes. Now keep in mind, this is an audit, Ben. This is Forrest Whitaker filing his taxes and saying, I owe $450.
Right.
So, you know, he's got a $430,000 gap in what he needs to pay. And so he receives a notice of intent to levy, which is basically saying, hey, listen, you know, you owe this money and we're about to come after your bank accounts. You know, if you're not going to do something about it. And so his representative contacted the IRS and said, hey, listen, you know, I'd like to get an installment agreement. And he also asked for a collection due process hearing. We mentioned this a few times on the show, which is basically an opportunity for the taxpayer to come forward and say, you know, either I don't owe the money and here's why, I do owe the money, but I think that, you know, here's a solution to this problem of what we can do to work things out. In this particular regard, it was, look, can't pay the full amount right now, but, you know, we're happy to set up an installment agreement. So let's work this out. And during the period of time while we're working this out, don't come and hit my bank account.
Right.
So that's the purpose of the collection due process hearing and where Forrest Whitaker was. So they get to the collection due process hearing and his representative says, you know, look, it's been a down movie year. It's just a down movie year for Forrest Whitaker. He can't afford to pay the full amount. He needs an installment agreement. He also, you know, he's a celebrity. He's got to project an extravagant lifestyle so he continue to get these, you know, get these roles. And so therefore, you know, he can't come out of pocket $430,000 right now. That's just not going to work.
He can't show up for a reading in his 18-year-old Subaru.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And so the IRS, of course, says, okay, well, that's all well and good, and we appreciate the information. But, you know, what we need to see is we need to see financials. You know, we need to see why he can't afford to pay. And, Ben, keep in mind, the magic number is $50,000. Usually if you owe less than that, you're pretty good about being able to get an installment agreement fairly easily. He's obviously clearly over that, and this is going to require some more documentation. It requires you to fill out financial data and submit it and show the IRS, you know, what your ability to pay might be. The other thing the IRS said is, well, look, you know, we notice here that there's just a huge gap in withholding in what you actually owed. So what about next tax year, you know, Mr. Whitaker?
Yeah.
Hey, did you fix the problem? Are we going to have a snowballing type issue where, you know, yeah, we're going to get you on an installment of payment for this particular year, 2013, but the same thing's going to happen in 2014? Oh, don't worry. Don't worry, IRS. We fixed that issue. Not going to be a problem. We're working on it. Well, can we see some documentation regarding that?
Yeah, sure.
You know, just trust me on it. We're good.
Trust me. Yeah.
We're good. Well, of course, what happens, Ben, is 2014 taxes come out. And guess what?
It was worse.
Again, he had about withholding $15,000. But his tax liability this year, he must have got a good movie this year, because he had a tax liability of approaching $800,000. So he owed the service about $780,000, coupled with the $400 he already owed him. Mm-hmm. So he's looking at a tax bill of about $1.2 million of, you know.
You have some splaining to do.
You got some splaining to do. So he says, you know, listen, he says, well, let me get on a payment plan. You know, I'll pay for both years. Mm-hmm. You know, let's come up with a good number. How about $20,000 a month? And the service says, how about 40? And he says, well, no, how about 20? Well, how about 40? Well, if you don't pay 40, we're not going to take it. And he says, fine. Okay. Let's go to tax court. So they go to tax court over this, and the tax court ruling, Ben, there's no issue about whether or not Forrest Whitaker owed the money. That issue's off the table. He's self-assessed. He's filed his taxes. The only issue is that was the IRS reasonable? Did they abuse their discretion in denying Forrest Whitaker's claim for his installment agreement request?
It'd take them 4 years to get it back, at even at $40,000 a month.
So what do you think the answer was on this one?
Yeah.
You think they rule with the service? No, exactly right. They said, Mr. Whitaker, you didn't provide any financial data. You know, you didn't work with the IRS the way you were supposed to do. And oh, by the way, if we just ruled on one singular issue, which is did you fix your withholding problem, the answer would be no. And that alone is enough for them to deny your reason. And this is a very important lesson for taxpayers. If you notice a problem with withholding, you've got to fix it, because if you want to get on an installment agreement for the amount of money that you owed for the previous year, you've got to show the service that you're taking steps to correct it. If you're an independent contractor, for instance, and you're paying estimated taxes and you recognize you had a good year, you need to up your estimated tax payments to get on a payment plan. It's just one of those things. They don't want to see the pattern repeat itself.
Right.
So, you know, here Mr. Whitaker teaches us a great lesson in fix the problem moving forward, and the IRS will be much more willing to deal with you with the current problem, the amount that's owed. And also, you know, just a little communication here. I mean, getting up in tax court and saying, trust me, believe me, you know, we mentioned all the time, documentation, documentation, documentation. It's all about what you can prove, not about what you can say.
So ended up saying that's not, but are they going to stick him for more than the $40,000 now? Or?
So here's the deal. He says, well, that's not good enough, tax court. I'm going to take you to the U.S. Court of Appeals. So he goes in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and says, you know, I really believe they should have let me on this installment agreement. And then the Court of Appeals looks at him and goes, what are you talking about, man? This is crazy. So he's back. He owes the money. He has the ability to be levied on that. Certainly, and he's not in any type of arrangement with the IRS.
He needs a movie deal.
There you go. Needs a new movie deal, get some more money, and hopefully up his withholding for goodness sakes.
All right. If you want to find out more about how to take care of your own tax issues, you want to call on the folks at Harvell & Collins at 726-9050.